All right, back to it. I just posed this question. I'm going to ask my next guest this question. Alyssa Slotkin, my member of Congress, good, bad, or indifferent, there it is, has flip-flopped and is now supporting the TikTok bill, right? Says we need to protect ourselves and separate from the Chinese Communist Party, blah, blah, blah. Interesting, because Alyssa Slotkin is among those that have been supporting these Michigan battery plants that are connected to the Chinese Communist Party in places like Big Rapids, the Goshen plant, the Blue Oval plant in Marshall. Strange. State Representative Tom Coons here, representing District 100, joining me. Tom, good to have you back on the program.
Yeah, it's always good to be here. Thanks for having me.
So Slotkin supports it. This is a bad bill, by the way. I don't support the TikTok bill because it's poorly written and would basically give the government the chance to just censor anybody or yank the plug on anybody under some pretty loose terms. So it's a terrible bill. I'm not surprised Alyssa Slotkin supports a terrible bill to silence Americans. But here she is supporting Goshen. And by the way, what's going on up there? Do they have an eagle's nest? Do they have a squirrel's nest? Something's going on up there. Why can't we just do what we normally do? Environmental impact statements per normal. What's going on?
You know, this is the amazing part is, so I've gotten involved. People call me, hey, here's a problem. Mecosta County, hey, help me out with this. They defer it to the DEQ. The DEQ says, we can't help you. It's a federal event. So I had to get Congressman Molinar on Sunday to contact the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And I'm thinking, if this was me, if this was a normal, just a regular citizen, average Joe, the DEQ, the sheriff's department would have been there in a heartbeat. So it's discerning that they're getting special treatment. It just looks bad.
Well, the Golden Eagle and Bald Eagle Protection Act of 1940 protects these birds federally, by the way, if there are eagle's nests in there. One violation by you or I, even if we disturbed the eagles by being too close or flying a drone over it or something like that, $100,000. An organization like Goshen, $200,000. That's first offense. There's multipliers on top of that. Why can't we just go find out? Why can't we do the environmental studies, find out if we are, you know, impeding or encroaching, I should say, on those nests? If they're eagle nests, we should know that, shouldn't we?
Well, it seems like it'd be pretty simple. Now, I've had citizens send me pictures of eagles in the nests, so that's pretty good. Now, of course, I wasn't there. I don't know if this is the eagle in that nest, but you'd think the U.S. Fish and Wildlife would be there yesterday morning.
And what did they do? What was the response?
So, I had to get a hold of Congress. Of course, you can't get a hold of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife people. They don't answer the phone. And it's unfortunate that we had to get Congressman Molinar involved. Now, he's been excellent on this entire project. And it's a little bit different when a congressman calls. They answer the phone when they do it. So, John Molinar stepped right up. He says, I'm on this. I'll do it first thing. So, 7:30 yesterday morning, he was on the phone saying, I want someone out there, you know, yes or no. If it's not an eagle's nest, then let's make a determination. If it is an eagle's nest, then we're going to follow the law.
So you believe do you believe they're going to show up or not? I mean, here's the thing. If not those folks, how about and these are not my normal partners, Humane Society of the United States, HSUS, biggest animal rights group in the world. How about PETA? You want to play ball? Let's get these people involved. They'll show up, I guarantee you. You want to chop down a tree that an eagle lives in? They will show up. I guarantee you.
I like it. I hadn't thought about that. Great idea.
That's why I'm here to help. I'm just
there you go.
All right, let me ask you about a couple of other things. Apparently, we've got, we're supposed to talk about, you know, the attacks on business here, but that's pretty obvious every day from this administration. Let me ask you about this. We have a brand new department from Governor Whitmer to address violence. The Office of Community Violence Intervention Services. It's got a staff. It's got a director. Why not just hire more police officers?
Right. Why not enforce the laws that are on the books?
Well, that's an idea, but why not? If you're going to spend money in this $81 billion plus budget, why not hire more officers to do the job?
And then get out of their way. Not only hire them, but then support them.
Right. Let them do their job. Don't hire them to do a job and then question them in super slow motion as to whether they made the right decision in 1/10 of 1 second at a critical time in their life and the life of a suspect, right? I mean, that's kind of what happens in this world.
That's exactly it.
Let's see here. What about the Auditor General? They're trying to cut the budget of the Auditor General. I guess oversight and transparency, the most transparent governor in history, isn't that transparent after all? Or am I wrong?
So Can you believe this? Not only because they get bad reports regarding the unemployment. They get bad reports on a couple of their departments. And these are departments that the governor has appointed the leaders to. So instead of saying, we're going to make our departments better, they say, let's get rid of the reports. We don't want this bad news. So instead of not doing the wrong thing, we're just going to get rid of the news. We're just going to cut the auditor general off at the knees, which is federally required, by the way.
Well, they just defund the auditor general. That's all. Here's another something for you. This is like the lightning round here, Tom. I appreciate it. So here's the next thing. New Michigan House map drawn 15 districts. It's been put out there. Have you seen it? What do you think of it? Does it make any difference?
The current maps are as bad as they could possibly be for Republicans. That's how they drew them. How could you make this bad? So the new maps are a little bit better, but I don't think it changes much at all.
So it's just slanted against Republicans, which we knew when they said voters, not politicians. They meant Democrats, not Republicans. That was the real translation, wasn't it?
So one of the independent members of the voters, not politicians, the Independent Redistricting Commission, registers as an independent. He works in the Bernie Sanders campaign. Oh. Does that sound like an independent to you? I mean, it's not. So, and there's no verification. And unfortunately, here's the problem: is we always tell people, well, do the right thing, be honest. Well, the people who cheated got rewarded.
Be honest. Well, if we continue down this road, Tom, there's going to be a bloodbath. You understand me? Bloodbath. These are the honest people you speak of. The people screaming bloodbath at the top of their lungs. Who, by the way, love that word. Unless Donald Trump says it, at which point it is criminal. I wish I had more time, Tom. You come back anytime. We'll do the lightning round again about all this idiocy.
I'll shoot you an email when I find out more on the Eagles nest.
Please do that. And the picture. Give me a picture of the Eagles in the nest.
You bet. I'll do it right now.
And if you don't have my email, hang on the line. Okay. Anthony will give it to you, and we'll go from there, sir. Thank you.
Sounds good. Always good day. Thanks for having me. Have a great Monday.
Tuesday. Whatever. It's all good. Yeah. All right. We'll take a break and be back. It is the Steve Gruber Show, trying to find the truth in a world full of BS. Doing my best.